This is Jenna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and today I am with Wayne Lee with Lee Enterprises Consulting. Wayne, how are you?
I'm well. How are you, Jen?
I'm great. Well, thanks for joining us today. I know you're incredibly busy. You've got quite a company going here. You've become the one-stop shop, per se, for whether it be wind, solar, biobutanol, biofuels, to really help people with projects and answering questions and getting people connected. So, Wayne, how did you get started in the renewable energy sector?
Well, I've been a consultant for probably 30 years plus and been in the renewable fuels industry for quite some time. And we started out actually about a decade ago, rather small, and we just kept adding every time we saw a need. Our goal was to be the one place that people in the alternative fuels industry could call. So we just kept growing our team as we saw needs. And today, Lee Enterprises Consulting is the world's largest alternative and renewable fuels consulting firm. There's a whole lot of firms out there that do some of the same things that we do, but I really don't know of any group that's like ours. I mean, we have a breadth of talent in biodiesel, ethanol, biomass, cellulosic, gasification, biofuels, wind, solar, waste energy. If you were to look at our website, we probably list over 70, 75 services that we provide. I would guess the real number is probably closer to 100. So it just kept growing and growing as the need for alternative and renewable fuels kept getting to be a hotter and hotter item.
Wayne, what are some of the most, you know, let's start with biofuels. What are some of the most common questions or things that people call you with that they need help with?
Well, that really is varied because there's so many different aspects to our team. We do, for instance, right now we are doing some pure consulting for groups that are trying to get their plants optimized and up and running. We can basically take a project, any type project like this, from cradle to grave, which makes it kind of nice from project management perspective. From my perspective, I'll give you this from Wayne's perspective. In project management, if you called me and said you wanted to build, let's say, a biodiesel plant, if I was your project consultant and we had done your feasibility study and it looked like it was a good idea, and you said, okay, I'm ready to go. So we want somebody to design your plant. Then we want somebody to build your plant. Then we want somebody to install your plant. And then we want somebody to bring you up to speed and get you trained. If that is four different people, I have found that as your project consultant, what's going to happen if there's a problem is number one's going to blame it on number two. Number two's going to blame it on number three. Number three's going to blame it on number four. And it takes an inordinate amount of time to get to the bottom of the issue. If one person or one group is doing all that, then I can make a call and say, I don't care where the error was, let's get it fixed. And that makes it a lot easier.
So you're really bringing people together. So do you also help with the investment aspect if you conduct a feasibility study and say, yes, I think you can build this biodiesel facility in Mississippi, and the client says, go for it? Do you help with investors, or are you more on the lines of, let's get our ducks in a row on permitting and getting the right companies in place and all that type of thing?
Well, both. I mean, we have certain people in our group, and we have, if you better understand our group, I guess would be a better way to answer that question. Within our group, there are consultants and there are strategic partners, and then there's other alliances. So if you look at those three groups, our consultants are probably, I think there's probably 30 or so listed on our site. Each of those is an expert in their respective field. They personally have been selected by myself and the rest of our group. We don't, when we include somebody in the group, that's a group decision, and it's based on their education, their experience, their professional credentials. We have some types of experts that one might not think of when traditionally thinking of alternative and renewable fuels. For instance, a maritime expert or a forestry expert or a plant biologist who is a professor emeritus at one of the large universities and does biopolymers or biobutanol, a Native American expert. So when you look at our consultants, there are a wide variety that do a wide variety of things within our strategic partners, our formal alliances. In addition to those consultants, we've got alliances with the top alternative and renewable fuels companies worldwide. If you look at our website, you'll see FC Stone and IMA Insurance and Genscape and ICM and Murex, just to name a few. These are all major players in their respective industries. And then in addition to those two categories, we have many alliances that are not on our website for various reasons, like our law firms that we deal with. We have two well-known renewable fuels attorneys with great big firms that do this for a living. We have two major accounting firms. We have engineering groups, fabrication facilities, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you came to us and said, I want investment for my project, our first question would be to ferret out what you already have and what you're doing and make sure you're packaged properly. I would probably send that, if you've got feasibility and a business plan, I would send that through the attorneys to run that series up their list of contacts. We could put it out if we felt like it was a good project, but we're not per se finding you investment. I mean, that's not our job.
You're really getting the project, like you're saying, from cradle to grave in terms of getting all the pieces together. Now, I know you do a lot internationally as well. What's sort of the big, from a renewable energy standpoint, what's really happening overseas right now in terms of clients coming to you? Are you seeing more in the wind solar sector, or are you really seeing a lot still in the biofuel sector?
Well, actually both. I mean, we've got one of the folks that's with our team is in Dubai right now. One is in Jakarta right now. We've got several that are overseas. We're looking at projects in Cambodia, Saudi Arabia, Africa, and Dubai right now. Some of those projects are in their infancy stages where they're wanting feasibility. Some are a little further along. We've got some companies that have contacted us about registration to sell their fuel within the United States, which is a little bit of a complicated procedure, and we have experts for. And then we have some that are interested in buying American facilities.
Wow, that's interesting. So in terms of registration to sell from another country to here, do you also do that, the reverse, for American companies to sell over in Europe, fuels over in Europe or Brazil or China?
Yeah, we do have some of that. That's not a great portion of our business because normally if that comes to pass, we would probably want somebody in the country that they're wanting to sell to help us with that registration process, somebody that's actually there with feet on the ground and knows that better.
One of the things you and I had talked about offline was you get all these questions. I mean, I'm guessing you probably get hundreds of questions a day. When do you decide to add a new expertise to your firm?
Well, it's a little bit, I guess I, being from Arkansas, am somewhat influenced by what I would call the Sam Walton Walmart theory of trying to keep things a little bit simple. And my philosophy has been to, if somebody calls me or calls Lee Enterprises and asks for a service that we don't provide, then normally I would put that out to our entire team and say, I've got a request for this particular service. Who would be the best in the world to do this? And once we identify that person, then we would obviously send that book of business over to them. When I got the second call for that same type of service, if the person or company did us a good job, I would obviously send that back to them. On the third call, I would start looking for an affiliation because that's obviously going to be a business project or a business type that's going to be important to us. And then there's some that just, you know, I call myself, I guess, a serial entrepreneur, there's some that come to me that I just think are good ideas, and I run them by my team. Some have been not so good of ideas, and some I think have been pretty good ideas. One of the areas that I'm exploring right now is alternative fuels in the maritime industry. I think that's a huge market. I've had a couple of ideas recently in the wind arena that my wind and solar people told me were not feasible and to forget about doing. So
you got to keep trying. Well, you know, what's some advice that you have, I guess, at this point for the renewable fuels industry or the renewable energy industry? You know, you've been in this a long time. You've been a consultant for 30 years. You kind of get a sense of probably what's a good idea and what's not. What's some advice you have for them, potentially even before they call you for help?
Well, you know, I'm really kind of myself, and I'm guided by two thoughts personally in our business. And one of those is the old Native American adage, treat the earth well. It was not given to you by your parents. It was loaned to you by your children. So I'm wanting to create a better future for those that come after us. The world's environment, the second ideal that I'm guided by, is that the world's environment is critical to obviously everybody's existence on the planet. I don't look at oil and fossil fuels as the enemy, and I don't look at oil and say I think that that's a bad thing. I do think that we have an unhealthy reliance on oil, and that the development of alternative and renewable fuels is critical to everybody's future. So the economic security of this country and many other countries is directly tied to dependency on oil. So I think that if countries begin to develop and use alternative and renewable fuels, they're going to be in a much better position to manage their relationships with other countries without oil being the primary concern. I look at this and say, hey, we're all in this journey together, and when one of us fails, all of us fails. So if somebody comes to me and says, hey, I want to develop a project, the first thought, and we get, believe it or not, a lot of people that say, I want to buy or develop a plant, and I've got $200 to invest. They're not thinking realistically. I want to make sure that they understand what they're getting into, that they understand the numbers, that they see commercial scale, and that what they have is really something that in their area will make them money, because that's what they're in the business for.
Mm-hmm. And then do you also look for that sustainability aspect then of each project that you work on?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, if you look at the renewable fuels industry and the alternative fuels industry as a whole, there's a lot of overlap, there's a lot of segments, but really it's an all of the above approach. I hate to use that. I know it's been politically a popular term, but there is really an all of the above approach. I could see a large ethanol plant that had a biodiesel plant sitting adjacent to it, and perhaps had, you know, solar panels on the roof and wind turbines outside. So I think that the key is that Mother Earth will give us a lot of free stuff if we're willing to take it. The sun doesn't cost us much money, and it comes up every morning.
True. And you know, we're going into Earth Day, so I think that's some good advice. So Wayne, how can people who haven't really been introduced to your consulting firm, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, of course, our website is one way to find out more about us, and that's www.lee-enterprises.com. It's just Lee Enterprises with a dash in between the Lee and the Enterprises. And then they can call us at our main office at 501-833-8511.
Great. And Wayne, is there anything else you'd like to say to our readers?
No, I think that, you know, I think that alternative fuels is here to stay. I don't think that really there's a bad and a good. there is what's good right now. And so I think that if the my hope is over the next few years that the alternative fuels industry becomes a little more mainstream. Petroleum certainly here to stay, but it's getting harder to find and harder to get, and that's going to make its price go up. And I think that we all have sort of a duty to keep things and keep the earth, you know, clean and the way it was meant to be.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Wayne, for spending time with us today, and let's keep in touch.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.